The Two Kenyas, Part 6. What is needed above all is water that is clean, food that is nutritious, and basic safety, just so that mothers like Aitia no longer have to scramble around in the dirt for their water, and above all, so that they need no longer be scared as to whether their children will be okay. What is happening to Kenya's natural resources? Their forests, their waterways, their basic resources put in place from the time the world began. Who is responsible for land grabs from the helpless? And then once we know who is responsible for those, who's put in charge of such decimation? And this is not the only African country suffering, but then I didn't set out to write about all countries. I only wanted to write about Kenya, as I was shown. Two vastly different views. This is a tragedy that has escalated into such seriousness, I can see no turning point to what it was. Conferences between people and law-making government needs to be called up. By talking together, a satisfactory resolution could be arrived at, but who would represent the people? The people from the affluent side of Kenya, or the people whose babies lie dying in their arms day in and day out? The rest of the world can also be taking the blame. When their demands is for products that help deplete the African countries of their natural resources, when there's no longer any left at their own home. From above looking down, forests that used to be the water towers, corruption and unsustainable agricultural practices such as keeping huge herds of scrawny cattle, an entire half of a nation will disappear because of the greed of the other side of the world. Where does it end? With the annihilation of an entire race of peoples along with their animals and the earth where they reside, all of it gone within a few short years, maybe only months from when I write this article. Farms are being raided by those who have less intelligence, but what governs them is that their stomachs are growling constantly for lack of food and water, and so the destruction of people and property and loss of innocent lives just continues to go on. Wake up, world! Do you need that special timber just to decorate your house? Do you need those berries really in your life to keep you supposedly healthy? Think of where these things come from just to satisfy your greed. And that's all it is, greed. The plight of Kenya be upon your heads as you sit in your comfortable homes sipping and eating delicacies that come from halfway across the world. You are directly stripping an entire nation of their resources, all because you must have. Think about Kenya and the people before it's too late. This country is fast becoming an endangered species. And that is the end of part 6. Thank you for reading my blogs. Please comment below and share my links. And this is Debbie Nicholson.